in the morning.
Open your eyes, sleepyhead. We've already been awake for hours.
8:13 on the Moody of the Morning Show. Time for Monday Morning Money Talk with United Federal Credit Union. Annie in the house with us this morning. Wendy Hubbard, Benton Harbor Branch Manager. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome aboard. And from St. Joseph, the Branch Manager, Jody Kitchell. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
Well, it's very, very close to a busy time of year for you all.
As you get at it
for a number of great things during the holiday season. Walk us through what you got coming up.
Lots and lots of things. I think more than anything, though, it's probably one of our favorite times of year because it's really, really embraces all that we are about at United Federal Credit Union and just celebrating the community and coming together for great causes and really, really, really embracing all of those around us.
So there's a lot out there coming up over the next couple of weeks as we head towards the holidays. Local food pantries, the Women's Service League Coat Drive, Angel Tree, volunteer hours, paying it forward. Let's go through some of those.
So the coat drive is going on right now through November 5th. The coat drive is the Women's Service League puts that together. And then on November 8th, you can stop down at the Salvation Army and pick up a coat if that is something that you're in need of this year. Men, women, children. But the great thing is that there's locations all over Berrien County collecting coats. All of our branches have boxes. So if you just stop into one of the branches, you can donate coats. Gently used, new. The Women's Service League, they collect about 3,000 coats every winter season.
Amazing.
So that's a big impact for Berrien County and really, really just helping families that might be in need.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than walking around freezing all the time, you know. So
yeah. And,
great opportunity.
If you see someone who needs a coat, you know, or maybe you can suggest, hey, stop down to the Salvation Army. You know, there's some things there for your kids. We're all in it together. So just trying to make sure that everyone has what they need.
All right. Very good. Let's talk a little bit about the food pantries and what you have going there.
Go ahead. So we also are collecting a lot of things this winter. So the food pantry, that's just going to go to any family members in the community that are in need. So feel free to drop stuff off at the locations. Salvation Army is also collecting any canned goods, any pasta or anything that's non-perishable.
Non-perishable is the important thing. Don't take a gallon of ice cream down there.
Probably not, even though I'm sure someone would really enjoy it.
Oh, they probably
that.
Would, yeah.
And the other thing to keep in mind, too, with food pantries, and this kind of goes hand in hand with our volunteer hours at the credit union, all of us staff members are given volunteer hours that we can use by the credit union each year. And serving at your food pantry is another great way for us, as well as the community, to give back. You might donate those goods, but there's a lot of organization that goes into distributing those. And there's a lot of service that's required to distribute them to the community. So
sure.
Keep that in mind as well. If, you know, maybe you don't have the food to give, but maybe you have some time. I know that we have a lot of staff that will be volunteering in the food pantries locally as well.
Yeah, even just sorting and stocking everything
that gets to it.
You know.
It makes
a lot
and then
of work.
Bagging for deliveries. And
it's a lot of work. And I know that we have a lot of need in the community. So it's another great way to give back.
All right. And coming up, you'll have your Angel Tree as well.
Yeah, so we're also partnering with the Salvation Army. If you have any gifts for kids up to, you know, teenagers, bring those by. We do have the Giving Tree. So all of our locations have the angels on the tree that say, you know, child 3 months, child 15, 16, 17. Pick one up, bring a gift back, drop it off at our location, and we will get those into the right hands so that, you know, everyone can have a great Christmas this year. I also, in the Benton Harbor location, also partnering with DHHS with foster care holiday parties. So if you have any gifts that you just really feel would benefit, like I said, kids from, you know, a day old to 18 are in the foster program. Kids are dropped off the very same day of the holiday party. So we just want to make their spirits bright and just make them a little happier and just give them something, let them know that the community cares and that we're all in this together. So feel free to drop those gifts off as well.
And one thing that oftentimes gets overlooked is a lot of folks like to, you know, they go, oh, such, you know, such a cute little child and so
yes.
forth. But as you said, they go all the way up to age 18.
Right.
And you know, a lot of times the teenagers get kind of left mm-hmm. behind. There's not as
yeah.
many donations targeted to teens. So,
right.
you know, if you can stop and think for a moment, you know, it's great that you want to buy something for a 6-month-old, but mm-hmm. why not a 16-year-old too?
Yeah. Right. Last year, I spent my volunteer hours that the credit union gave me sorting the gifts for the Salvation Army and then helping families pick out their gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, anything over 15 lacked incredible. I mean, it
yeah.
was, there was such a lack last year.
Yeah.
And if anything, you know, if you remember back to being that age, that's a really hard time to
Absolutely.
Go without. So keep those age ranges in mind as well. Seeing it firsthand brought a lot of light into my eyes that we always think of the younger, but we have to think of those that might be a little bit older as well.
Absolutely. And you know, that's where there's a lot more peer pressure too. And if
Absolutely.
you go back to school after the holidays and they're all bragging about all the great things they
Absolutely.
Got,
and
you're mm-hmm. sitting there with nothing, you know, or next to nothing. Yeah, that's sad.
If anyone needs any ideas for those kids, I mean, even just a gift card.
Sure.
I mean, we all remember.
Nobody can pick exactly
teens.
What they
exactly.
want.
Exactly.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. No question. All right. And let's talk lastly here about the Employee Pay It Forward program.
The Pay It Forward is probably every staff member's favorite time of year at the credit union. It started quite a few years ago. As team members, we all thought, instead of getting a corporate gift every year, what if we used those funds to do something great? And it turned into the Pay It Forward program.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of getting a corporate gift, you know, a sweatshirt, a, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Right.
We all are given funds to pay it forward into the community. So many of us staff members, we chip in, we add more to the bucket per se, and we do some really amazing things in the community. At the St. Joseph branch, we helped a family last year, and each branch kind of picks what they want, and then we come together just before Christmas and we have a really big celebration and we share all of our stories, our testimonies of all of the lives that we've impacted with this amazing program. And it's very moving. It's very inspiring.
I was going to say, probably not a dry eye.
Not
in the
a
house
dry eye.
Whatever.
We always bring Kleenexes,
yeah.
and we come in early that day, and we just really celebrate what United Federal Credit Union is all about, which is, you know, celebrating the community and sharing what a great place Berrien County is, great place we are as an organization, and all the things that we love and hold dear to our hearts
Absolutely.
Is reflected in the Pay It Forward for sure.
Outstanding. Well, it's a truly a great lineup of things that you folks do. And keep in mind, folks, you can visit Wendy over at the Benton Harbor branch or Jody at the St. Joe branch. And if you have, you know, if you'd like to be able to do these things in the future, but you don't have the money, you might want to go to them and learn about how you can save a little bit
Absolutely.
Extra every pay period mm-hmm. or whatever. And you too can join in and be donating, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Well, that's Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday morning from United Federal Credit Union. Benton Harbor Branch Manager Wendy Hubbard, St. Joseph Branch Manager Jody Kitchell. Thanks, ladies. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. See you.